Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, please call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now, here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And it's so good to be here. Oh my gosh, what a great show. Everybody better listen. We have a guest, Dr. Michael Stamper from Spago Medi Spa. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that he's here. Hey, ladies, this is not just for ladies. This is for men, too. You got to listen. Dr. Stamper is a board-certified ear, nose, and throat doctor and a facial plastic surgeon. Oh, boy, you got to listen in. And Dr. Katzen's here. And of
course, good morning.
Good morning. And Zane.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, and thank you. And just before we start our program, as we all know, this is a live show, so you can call in at 206-1580 and ask, you know, we got to ask the questions. If you have any questions or if you're too shy to call, you can also email us at askdrtriana@trianapreventioncenter.com. And by the way, we did get a question last week about transcripts of the show. Now, we don't have transcripts, but for example, we have every show archived, including today's show. Dr. Stamper will be there, archived on our website. So if you miss a part of the show or you want to go back and listen to it, because all the shows are really great, just go to TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
There are also instructions on the website to download the show to a CD if you want to keep it for your own use.
That's great. So you can have a copy of it. And we also, when we have our guests, just so you know, Dr. Stamper, we also will burn a CD and send you a thank you note with your CD. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
Anyways, and also another question that was sent to me was one of the people who listened to the show, one of our wonderful radio audience said, thank you for bringing up and talking about sex. But today we're going to talk about also with Dr. Stamper. So welcome, Dr. Stamper. Tell us, you are a medical director of the Spago Medi Spa in Punta Gorda. I love your motto.
Look younger at any age.
Don't you think that's so important?
Well, it's really the whole point is, you know, you could be in your late 30s and look in the mirror and think, man, the kids have really aged me, you know, quite a bit. Or you can be in your early 70s. I did two liposuctions in the last month on women in their 70s who just got tired of carrying around their little tummy pooch for the last 40 years since their last child. So really at any age, somebody looks in the mirror and says, I don't like that. That's when they should come in and ask, what can I do about this?
Well, I think that's really great. And looking younger is, don't you remember that old Saturday Night Live? If you look good, you feel good. Remember
yes,
that?
That's even been proven scientifically. They took and paralyzed the lower lip so that people who frowned and were unhappy chronically couldn't frown, and actually showed that those people were happier being unable to frown than they were when they were able to be mopey. So we know that looking good makes you feel better and vice versa.
Well, you see, that's really important. And if you also, if you look good, you feel good about yourself, it helps your self-esteem.
That's right.
And confidence.
One of the best examples are our kids and even adults with protruding ears. You know, we call it lop ear deformity. And we just actually did that surgery on one of our hairdressers. But I can remember the kids in particular would come in with no esteem, hanging their heads kind of outcasts in school.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of weeks later, you know, after they were healed, they'd come bouncing in. They were just changed people. And even my young hairdresser who had it done, just now she's wearing her hair up all the time. And people who never noticed are saying, boy, you got such a pretty neck. And you never used to wear your hair up. So it can be things like that. Or a young girl we just did a very prominent nose surgery on.
Yes.
And I always say, if the biggest thing that your father gave you is his nose, it's a good high school present, graduation present to take that bump and get a nice feminine nose instead of wearing your dad's nose your whole life. But those are the kind of things, only few things, that really change how people look. in everything else I do, we just try to make you look like you used to. So sure, you take a big bump off somebody's nose and it's not there anymore. The whole idea is to give people a nose nobody notices. So they look at her pretty eyes. They notice all the other pretty features about her. Same thing with somebody's ears that stick out. You don't want that to be the first thing people look at. But in most cases, in looking younger at any age, you just want to look 3 or 4 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. I just want to look like I did in this picture, and they'll bring in a picture from a wedding or something. And those are the kind of things that I like, is to be able to look and just reproduce what somebody looked like in their past.
That's a wonderful thing. You know, even the Queen of Spain, who just became Queen Leticia, had her nose also fixed after she got married to Prince Philip. So, hey, that's a little FYI tidbit. So even very famous people, even after they become famous, will go ahead and try to improve their looks.
I had the privilege of treating Queen Nora of Jordan when I went and taught the Pelve procedure, which I've developed.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful, and her daughter's even more beautiful. We tried to get her to be our prevention spokesperson. And she needed very little, but the doctor I was training in London is very famous, right behind Harrods. She has a huge clientele of famous people. And the person who picked me up at the airport said, "I think you have a very important person you're treating today. Her name is, she's some queen." I was like, "Queen Noor?" And she said, "Yeah, I think that's it." And she's very wonderful, pleasant lady, and, you know, is an American who was married a sheik who then made her queen by death.
Yes, so. Her name was Lisa Halaby, and she married the King of Jordan.
Yeah, so she was a wonderful, and wonderful lady.
She is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Well, we're going to talk about Dr. Stamper. He is a world expert and has traveled all over the world training other doctors about Pelive, right?
Pelive.
Pelive.
Yeah, so Pelive is a skin tightening device that just fell into my hands 8 years ago because I was doing thermage, which is a painful way to try to tighten skin. It snaps. It delivers radio frequency energy that's very quick and hot. It also sprays a coolant that keeps the surface of the skin from responding to the warmth, which helps wrinkles. Pelive is a painless and continuous heating of the skin, where the heat is generated below the skin, not at the surface, so we don't have to worry about any downtime or peeling
healing,
external healing process, because the injury is occurring just below the skin. And it's essentially like ironing your skin from the surface. It flattens wrinkles, and deep down it contracts and shrink wraps, so to speak, the soft tissue of the face. So in the forehead, we might be smoothing wrinkles. We might be drawing up the eyebrows a bit. In the face, we can shape and along the jawline. We can flatten the lines of the upper lip and the folds next to the nose. And in the neck, we can firm that skin. We can take away horizontal lines. And in some cases, even give a little bit of lift and shape in the chin area.
That's really great. So, Dr. Stamper, I want my audience to know you as a person and to see what brought you to the passion to even becoming a doctor and going in this direction.
Oh, I was actually the student, what do you call it? I don't know, number one medical student for internal medicine. I was going to be a rheumatologist. And I went to the emergency room one day to work, and I watched a doctor put a girl's face back together after a car accident. And it was back in the old days before we had these windshields that shattered. The old-fashioned windshields would cut you clean, essentially. And it probably took him about 2.5 hours to just take what looked like, you know, half her forehead that was missing and piece everything together and have her walk out actually looking really good. And I just thought that looked like something I really wanted to do. So then I just set out on a path to get me that kind of training.
That is really wonderful. And so that sparked that passion in you, which I know you have transmit that to all your patients.
Now, we always talk about a passion for perfection. And when you're doing things like that, whether it be, you know, sewing up a wound from surgery or injecting a filler, or any of my staff that are doing, you know, massages and facial skin care, they really all work with that same passion for perfection that I have. And that's a very good attitude to have, because at the spa, it could be a really ordinary or even a bad day for anybody working, but they have to remember that every client that comes in coming to the spa is a special day, and they have to, you know, have a great experience, not just a so-so service. So we really try to make sure that everyone feels that way when they leave.
So we have here Dr. Michael Stamper, who's our guest. If anybody has a question, 206-1580. Dr. Stamper is the medical director at a Medi Spa in Punta Gorda called Spago Spa. What is a Medi Spa?
Well, a Medi Spa has developed over the last several years as a day spa, which would normally provide massage, nail care, and skin care. And then they inserted physicians to start doing these fillers, Botox, as a way to stop wrinkles and various fillers. And most Medi Spas are staffed by, are owned by physicians, but they have non-physician staff to deliver these services because it's less expensive. But I'm unique in that I'm in medical procedures. I'm the only one who provides those. And I always say, you know, who's on the other end of that syringe? You know, if you can have an expert, why not get an expert? Because essentially, my joke is anybody with 10 fingers and a license can buy these products and start their little, you know, clinic.
Right.
You know, but to be expert at them really takes a touch. And I've trained other physicians all over the state and the world in various techniques. And it's just not for everybody. So,
but you're a trained surgeon, too. So you have how many years of experience?
I've been operating for 24 years now.
That's, that is really wonderful to have this right here at our doorstep in Punta Gorda. Like, we don't have to travel, like, who knows where, some huge big city to find a doctor, like you said, behind the syringe or behind the scalpel.
Yeah, everybody thinks that, you know, it must be better in Sarasota, or it must be better in Fort Myers or Naples, you know, because the reputation is that it's more expensive. But, you know, we've had to essentially adjust to the economy like everybody else. And I've trained a lot of those doctors in those cities, and I can tell you that, you know, you really don't have to leave the county to get the best in care.
Isn't that wonderful? Did you have a question, Dr. Katzen?
Well, are there any other services done at the spa that are not medical?
Well, besides, I do want to bring up the fact that we actually do surgery there. So,
right.
We have our what we call our spa anesthesia, where we give a gentle blend of medications by mouth after the person eats breakfast, because they're not being put to sleep, so they can be safely not have their stomach upset by the medicine. They get an hour massage or facial prior to the surgery, and they're relaxed enough to let me do a full facelift, eyelid surgery, liposuction. Any of these procedures can be done awake, you know, without the risk. One lady I can remember that really provoked me to do this said, oh, my grandkids would kill me if I died during a facelift. So we essentially have had a 24-year safety history throughout my years of practice at various offices of my own. But to answer Dr. Katzen's questions, it's a full-service day spa. So we have skincare experts, and the girls that work as estheticians certainly know the skin on individuals that you can come in and get a spa facial and get a consultation, and they can kind of direct what's best to turn around skin problems. We have massage therapy of all different types, whether it be deep tissue, therapeutic, or people who just want a relaxing massage. And the environment that we built there, as far as I'm concerned, it's the nicest place from Ritz to Ritz, Naples to Sarasota. But a whole day of services at Spago will cost you about the same as a massage down at the Ritz. So it's kind of Naples level service at Charlotte County value.
Well, I can testify the spa is gorgeous. The minute you enter, you go, oh my goodness. You start to relax just walking through the door, and it's beautiful. And then you get to wear a robe, and you sit in this beautiful room, and they give you something nice to cool to drink. It's just really nice. I know my husband and I have really enjoyed it, and it is beautiful. And I will tell you that sometimes we women don't take enough time for ourselves.
We really encourage people, especially with our salon, you know, to leave that extra hour or so before you get your hair done, or before you get your nails done, to take an hour to actually relax. We have an 8-person salon. Most of them are individual renters. They all are extremely talented and busy, and that, as well as nail technicians, that kind of keep a flow of potential clients through all the time for me, but are also potential clients for the spa to kind of have that all in one place to be able to relax and get what you need taken care of.
So the what are the non-surgical procedures that you were talking about? I know there's, because you see these advertisements and they give you these buzzwords. Talk to us about that.
Well, starting from the top down, the pelvis, the skin tightening is an alternative to facelift. So a lot of times we have people in their early 50s, late 50s, depending on how they're aging, and they're debating between do I really need a facelift? I really don't want surgery. Is there something you can do? So the Pellave is a way to tighten and firm the skin. And typically it takes two treatments. And what I do for those patients is if they do the two treatments and don't feel it did enough, you know, they look in the mirror and they still don't like what they see, we'll credit them half of the cost of those Pellave procedures toward their facelift. All of the injections are non-surgical, so people are often confused. Botox stops things from moving.
Okay.
So if you squint and have lines between your eyes, if you smile and have crow's feet, lines of crow's feet, small amounts of Botox, which is a poison, and a lot of people are afraid of that, but very small amounts, literally nanograms, are put into the muscle. And in my case, the way it's diluted, it doesn't go much further than the area of a small fingernail.
Okay.
And it weakens that muscle so that when you smile or when you squint, you can still make expression, but you can't make wrinkles. You see the people on TV who are expressionless. To be that relaxed requires that they ask for that. They come back and ask for more. The other non-surgical interventions are the fillers.
So what causes wrinkles?
Smiling. You know, people will come in with these funny smirks or they're pursing their lips or they're constantly raising their eyebrows as they talk, and they say, why do I have these lines? And they're the most animated faces that really have the most lines. So when people say, can I do facial exercises to help my face? Well, that's ridiculous because it's the movement that creates the lines and the folds. So I always joke that my wife needs the Botox because she's always laughing at the jokes. I'm the one telling them. It's a lot, you have a lot smoother face if you're grumpy.
Because you don't use your muscles.
That's right. But a lot of them are hereditary, especially around the mouth. Older people who have lost teeth.
Or smokers.
Smokers. Everybody gets lines on their upper lip, though. It comes from the teeth and gums from shrinking. And we all have more lip than we need. So depending on how much you purse, you're going to get upper lip lines. Of course, smokers purse all the time. People who drink from straws. And some people just out of habit. And like I said, some people come in with this really odd one-sided smirk and say, why is the line deeper on my left than the right? But when they look in the mirror, they never smirk at themselves. You know, they only smirk as they're speaking. So we'll usually give them a mirror and explain to them why, you know, what's wrong. And everybody's face is quite different one side to the other. I like telling them that from the start because I don't want to do something to them and then afterwards have them say, you know, my face is crooked now, and I don't think it was before I came to you. And I always make a point of showing them how one side is a little higher and fuller than the other, so that if we're doing filler or doing the Pellave, they don't think that I've done something to make them lopsided, so to speak.
Well, all our bodies, people don't realize one breast is larger than the other, one foot, the hand, nothing is perfectly symmetrical.
Right. So even in really delicate procedures like doing lip enlargement, you know, they should be very natural, and you highlight the aspects of the lip. But everybody has a side of the lip that's a little more arched and short, and a little one side that's flatter and longer. And you can tweak those little differences, but if you try to erase them, you end up with these lips that I call them, they look like sausages. My lip patients are some of my happiest patients, and they all have enhanced lips that don't look like anybody's ever touched them. And that's the goal, is to have it look natural.
Don't you? I think also in your expertise, you have to be an artist too.
It really, like I said, it's not for everybody. So, you know, besides the fact I see other people's mistakes, there's even a touch to it. I remember teaching a young dermatologist up in Sarasota, and I would inject one side of the face with a product called Sculpture, which I've used myself. And injected myself in the mirror because I've never trained anybody that I trusted.
You can inject yourself?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
We use a good numbing cream, and in my case, I use a glass of wine or two.
You're a brave soul.
So I did my side, and her daughter, you know, started injecting her side, and after one needle, she just grabbed her daughter's hand and said, can you please just let him finish? So there is a touch to delivering these products, and whether it's the gentle touch or knowing exactly where to put and which product to use. We have Juvederm, Restylane, Radius, Sculptra, and various types of Juvederm. And you really have to know what product works best for certain areas of the face.
So what is the filler? It actually has what inside of it?
Well, again, they're all different. So the Radius, which we used back in my ear, nose, and throat days in the vocal cord to make up for people who had a paralyzed vocal cord from surgery, is, if you looked at it in a microscope, looks like bone. So we actually use a lot of that here in Charlotte County, where we have older patients with deeper lines, because it's a paste and it has a little more oomph to it. So that per syringe, you can actually get more lift, whereas Juvederm, Restylane, Perlane are all what we call hyaluronic acid, also another
type of
It's found in our body and joint fluid right. and skin. So all of them are biocompatible, so we're not putting actually, we use microdrop silicone in the lips, but it's a very pure form. But we're not putting things that the body will react to adversely. You can also dissolve the Juvederm product. So anything that's hyaluronic acid has an enzyme that can dissolve it, and a lot of doctors don't tell their patients that if we use this first and you don't like it, we can inject it and melt it away. But I've actually never had to do that because a patient was dissatisfied. Occasionally, I'll tweak things that I'm not happy with.
So it's like kind of reversible.
Right, through an enzyme. But Radius, Sculptra are permanent, or not permanent, long-term fillers, and there's nowhere to undo them. But again, by using a careful technique, using what I call a threading technique, where I'm only putting a needleful of material in at a time, and I might be stacking a lot of those needles to build up an area, but I'm never putting in a blob of material. So that's what avoids getting the lumps and bumps that people are afraid of getting by getting a filler.
Oh, yeah, because you see some of these movie stars, they look like somebody, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so many are overdone, and so many, you know, it's one thing to have a nice cherry cheek when you're 20 or 21 and it's pretty. But if you put that same cherubic cheek on somebody who's in their 40s and 50s, it just looks too full. Where in people, as they age, we want to taper that up into the temple and into the cheekbone, where people have lost volume. And like I said, we're always trying to make people look like they used to. So in that case, we're putting filler back where they've lost volume. And it's an important thing to recognize, because if somebody comes to me complaining that they look old, I have to decide, are they somebody who's got a laxity problem, which requires surgical lifting?
Right.
Or are they a volume loss, somebody who's just lost about a lot of volume because they age in that way by shrinking? If they started running and doing triathlons, becoming really lean, a lot of times that's younger people that are coming in. And we just want to put back the collagen and the volume where they've lost it. And that's usually in the cheekbones and in the hollows under the eyes or next to the mouth.
So if anybody has a question, remember 206-1580 or 888. Now it's the numbers right in front here. 888-441-1580. If, you can web stream the show anywhere in the world, or you can listen on the radio. So I think we should take our little break, because we have lots of questions for you, Dr. Stamper.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their medical center, which is at trianapreventioncenter.com. Visit the website at TRIANA Prevention Center, all one word, .com. TrianaPreventionCenter.com. If you'd like, you can go there and catch up on previous shows. There's an archive going back to the beginning of the show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers are 941-206-1580 and toll free at 888-441-1580. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
So welcome everybody again. We have today as a guest Dr. Michael Stamper, who is the medical director in Punta Gorda. Punta Gorda, our hometown right here. The Spago Medi Spa. And he's a board certified ear, nose, and throat doctor. And we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hello. I'd like to ask a question of the doctor.
Yes.
When I was first getting dentures, they tried a couple on me, and it severed that web between my upper lip and the gum. Can that be replaced?
That's called a philtrum, and there really is no reason to fix it. You know, I really don't know why it's there anatomically. It's there from birth. In kids that we used to see it in right at birth, they get tongue-tied, and it was a short version of that under the tongue. But the one under the lip really doesn't have much of a purpose. There's no muscle in it that keeps the lip in position. And a lot of times the dentist will remove that to make the upper portion of the denture fit more comfortably, so it's not constantly rubbing on that area.
Oh, okay. Thank you, caller.
Okay,
what's your name, sweetheart? Oh, she already hung up. All right. Thank you, caller. That was a great question. So if anybody has any questions, again, call 206-1580, Dr. Stamper. Not only is he an ear, nose, and throat doctor, but he is also a facial plastic surgeon. I think that's really great that you have all this expertise that you can help your patients and all this knowledge. So how do we get an appointment with you?
Well, I'll clarify one thing. I did ear, nose, and throat surgery for 18 years, and the cosmetic aspect was always my favorite. So even though I don't do general ear, nose, and throat anymore, right, there's aspects of ear, nose, and throat that make a facial plastic surgeon different than a general plastic surgeon. We work on the face all the time, so when we do things like nasal surgery, we know that we don't want to compromise breathing for appearance.
Right.
When we're working on things around the mouth, you know, we're very used to proportions and have a, you know, a better appreciation for the shape and natural contours of the face. So I haven't practiced general ear, nose, and throat in quite some time, but I think that knowledge has given me a better understanding of what I do in the face. How do you find us? That's a great question, because when we moved from our former location on Taylor Street at the ground level, we built our spa three floors above the Jack's restaurant in the Sunloft building, which was one of the big changes after Charlie's. If nobody remembers the old executive building that was on that corner, it was dingy and set back and certainly nothing to look at. The Sunloft building is a beautiful building with the ground floor restaurants like Jack's. But you'd be surprised how many people say, where's Jack's? You know, it's the only restaurant in town that has an outdoor bar and sticks out on the corner of Taylor and Marion. So it's not like it's not a landmark. And we're three floors up, but there is no signage allowed in the building. The city prevents even stand-up signs on the sidewalk for businesses that aren't on the sidewalk, which I think is a crazy rule. So when people come for the first time, they often have trouble finding us. But essentially, right in the middle of the building, there's an opening with a sign that shows that my office and the spa are there. When you walk into the courtyard, there's a bay of elevators. There's an elevator from the garage and a drive-in entrance to the garage on Taylor Street, and a lot of people don't know that. Plus, we reimburse the clients for the cost of the garage once they're finished. So we're right there at the corner of Taylor and Marion, three floors up. But again, because of city restrictions, we can't have signage that helps direct people. Now, once you get there and you're there for the first time, it's not too hard to find your way back. But it's probably our biggest downfall is having people try to find us.
Well, what about your website?
The website, we have two websites, Look Younger at Any Age, which may actually change pretty soon to Dr. Stampar at Spago.
Okay.
But lookyoungeratanyage.com and also Spago Day Spa, or Spago at SpagoDaySpa.com. So we have websites designed to show the extent of the spa as well as medical.
We have a caller, Dr. Stamper. Hi, what's your name, honey?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good. What's your question, Mary?
My question is in regard, I guess, for an older woman like a mother up in age who's already figuring it's too late to do something about her wrinkles other than perhaps surgery, and give advice to a younger daughter. I come from the old school of thinking a facial massage or exercise of the face as you get older would strengthen the muscles, but if there's muscles underneath and skin on top, I thought I heard Dr. Stamford say that that only makes the wrinkles deeper or stretches the skin. So with that, how does that work for giving advice to the younger daughter, like, keep your face hands off, so to speak, and keep it moisturized? Then my other question would be internal, like are there foods that can keep our skin healthy? Is collagen affected? And that I guess I'll leave and wait for the answer over the phone, over the radio.
Thank you, Mary, for calling. You take care, sweetheart. And yes, Dr. Samper.
So the best skin I see are people who have essentially never been out in the sun. And that's pretty hard to find in Florida here. But when I walk in and I see somebody with that nice ivory skin with very few marks from sun damage, very few wrinkles, they're typically people who have lived up north, you know, and always protect themselves with sunscreen. So they haven't done a lot of external damage to break down the collagen and make them more prone to wrinkles. So preventive-wise, always wear sunscreen. When it comes to wrinkles, especially if you're prone genetically to develop them, you're right. You cannot exercise to prevent wrinkles because obviously the lines around your eyes don't come from not smiling. They come from smiling all the time. So the crow's feet develop in happy people, and if somebody's in their late 30s, early 40s, I do have some patients in their even in their late 20s whose parents, you know, have a lot of lines. People with a little heaviness in their brow that might hold their brow up all the time, so they get forehead lines. That can be prevented with the use of Botox. Botox, unfortunately, the only downside to Botox is it lasts 4 months rather than for a year or so. So it does require more frequent injection, but it is prevention for lines. Using good products on your skin are also important. Like she mentioned, moisturizers, but for minimizing lines, Retin-A is probably, if I was going to pick one product for people to use, particularly around the eyes, it's Retin-A. It can reduce wrinkles over time in just about any type of skin.
And her question, too, about prevention, you know, a good diet, exercise, avoiding the sun, don't smoke, don't overdrink alcohol. We know that affects your skin also.
Right. I can usually tell smokers a mile away. And when you look at their skin, you know, I evaluate people. Are they older looking than their real age, or are they younger than their real age? So, of course, I prefer preventing people from getting older looking. But we do a lot of reversing the effects of aging here in Punta Gorda.
Yeah, and we have another caller. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi, this is Linda. I'm visiting here from Atlanta.
Hi, Linda. What's your question, honey?
My question was about 5 years ago, I had what they called a mini facelift from one of those national doctors you see on TV. During the surgery, I woke up. I was having a back spasm. So they only got half of it done, and I had to go back the following week, and it was mostly on my neck. Well, that half didn't work. Has this ever happened to you before, doctor? Or if I went back, we'll say to you, do they do the whole procedure again?
In all likelihood, if it's been a number of years, you would have the whole procedure done again, and these mini lifts are really designed for younger people who really just have a laxity in the jowl area or folds around the mouth. They don't affect the neck as much. So by extending the incision in facelift, that's what really gives us the ability to redrape the skin of the neck and remove the excess. So at my office, it's really never happened. We don't put people to sleep, so they're very comfortable. They may doze off through the entire procedure, but if I need them to turn or if they're uncomfortable, if they need a little sip of water, it's a very safe way to do surgery. We don't have to worry that people are laying and, you know, developing leg clots or something like that from being asleep. Plus, they wake up, feel refreshed. The next day when they come in to get their bandage off, they don't have the hangover effect of anesthesia. Usually look and feel really good the following
day. That's wonderful.
So, yes, I would say, you know, if you were going to fix what went wrong with your previous procedure, it would be something that you'd fix on both sides and explain to you how we're able to do it and not hurt you, of course. I think, you know, the only way to be able to do what I've done with awake patients over 24 years is TLC. Now, you just have to know the patient's awake. You can't be rough with them. You have to use a gentle technique to get them numb. We have a very strong anesthetic cream that we use beforehand so that needles, even people that are afraid of needles, don't react very much. And we use a very safe combination of medicine by mouth, nothing more than a lot of people would take just to go have a tooth extracted.
That's really wonderful. Linda, thank you for your call.
And okay, thank you for the info.
Thank you. But we have some great callers today, don't we?
Yeah, and you know, I'll go back to her facelift question. You know, people think that it's a really devastating procedure because most of the time people see it on TV, and same thing with liposuction. They think it's such a traumatic procedure, but I always say liposuction is more like violin than violence because in the old days, we had these huge cannulas that we would put through people to sleep. We didn't have the solution that we use now that pumps up the fat to make it so that we're passing small cannulas through cottage cheese rather than cramming large cannulas through blocks of cheese, so to speak. And now we also have in the facelift, you're really only lifting the skin for an inch or two in front of the ear, whereas sometimes when you watch these shows, it looks like they're digging all the way out to the nose or mouth or doing these, you know, deep reconstructive procedures. And in all my years of going to meetings and trying to see is there a better way, there's just no reason to hurt somebody that much. And the less I hurt you by gentle technique and by not doing more surgery than necessary, the faster you recover. And that's,
minimally
that's what's
invasive.
Important. That's right. And then we have the non-surgical fat removal now called CoolSculpt.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Well, I was originally against it because partly out of a lack of understanding, but they only had a single applicator that was relatively expensive. So you really couldn't do very much at a time. Now they have five different size applicators. So when we do a consultation on somebody, essentially one of my staff and I, who's trained along with me, pinches essentially all around the areas that the patient's interested. We can do the back of the arms and somebody with a full enough arm. You can't do, you know, flabby skin because you'll just end up with more flabby skin, so to speak. But in fuller arms that have fat, the arms could be done. And that's a very common request all around the abdomen, brow rolls, what we call, you know, muffin tops or hip rolls, inner and outer thighs. This device will either suck the area up into the applicator and essentially over the course of an hour freeze the fat cells, which are then that essentially die over time, is a fancy word called apoptosis, but it's not causing necrosis, which is where you'd get scarring and irregularities. And it takes about 3 months to see the total result because you're essentially killing the fat cells and then leaving the lymphatic system of the body to eat up those cells and get rid of them naturally. So it's a totally non-invasive procedure. It does take about an hour per section, so somebody might be there 3 or 4 hours depending on how many areas are treated. And somebody may need multiple treatments in an area if they're thicker than somebody who's not. So those are all the assessments we make at the time. But patients are put in a very comfortable chair and environment. You essentially bring a book or your iPad. And I recently treated myself.
I saw that on Facebook.
Required a 2-hour application with one of the flat electrodes we have, or flat applicators, and I fell asleep, you know, through the whole thing.
You really did?
At first, it felt like somebody set a cold 6-pack of something on my stomach, but that went away within about 10 minutes, and there really is no discomfort during the procedure. About 10 or 15% of the patients will have some pain for a week or so afterwards, more of a kind of an odd kind of pain in the deep tissues that we use some special medicine for. But really, it's been very atraumatic. We have several of our staff that have gone through multiple treatments with no problems at all, including myself. I'll say this, too, about facelift. Everyone worries about the pain of a facelift, but a facelift is really more of a procedure where you're a little numb afterwards rather than have any pain. I hear these horror stories of people taking weeks to heal and having, you know, terrible bruising. But again, by using a good anesthetic technique, by getting the solution that we use in liposuction through the areas of the face we're going to lift, they have very little, if not any pain beyond the night of the procedure. The bandage is about the only thing that's cumbersome. So none of these procedures have to be painful, and we try to keep it down to as little as possible.
That's wonderful. I'm a wimp when it comes to pain. Dr. Katzen, you had a question?
Yes, I have a question. I like your emphasis on comfort because I've seen people who have had face peels, and a couple of days after they've had this face peel, however it's been done, they really kind of don't look like themselves anymore. So my question to you is there a role for face peel in your work? And number two, what do you do about young people who have bad acne scars?
Most of the peels that are done that cause the kind of discomfort you're talking about are done with lasers. And not being a dermatologist and having never been comfortable with that healing process, I never did them for that reason at first. But now with staff, ORIS, MRSA, resistant staff being so common, it's a big risk to take off the superficial layer of the skin and expect it to heal without a complication. Itching causes people to pick at it, which causes scarring. So at our spa, the estheticians use various types of peels that we call no downtime peels. They are various strengths that may cause some redness or some dry peeling of the skin, but never a raw face, never an open wound. And I can get the same result in two or three or four, even depending on the degree of sun damage we're looking at, those same results in these peels without the downtime and risk, rather than the expense of laser and the extreme pain and healing complications that can come with using those lasers. So there are very few indications and very few skin types that are perfect for laser, and the peels that we do at the spa are, can be just as effective. Now, if somebody has something, you know, beyond what our capabilities are, we'll refer them appropriately, but that might happen once or twice a year.
Well, what about the young teenagers now who have bad acne scars? When do you want to see them, especially the young ladies who might have bad acne scars? When's the best time to deal with them?
Really, the girls in the esthetician department really work on keeping that disease calmed down in the first place to not have scars. But if somebody's unfortunate enough to have cystic acne, you know, it's important not to have somebody cutting away the cysts all the time to cause scars. The pitting that occurs can be helped with both the Pellivate procedure, which helps smooth the surface. Anything that we can do to make the height of a wrinkle or the height of an irregularity like an acne scar flatter and smoother compared to the base is going to look better, and in some cases even fillers. And at the most extreme that will go is we'll actually use a small excision of some of the deeper pits, and a small scar being smooth will look better than the deep pits.
So, Dr. Stamper, what is the most common reason people come to visit you? I mean, women and men, because I assume that's because we want men to know that, yes, you can go visit Dr. Stamper, too.
And men really have a, well, here in Charlotte County, where we don't have a lot of divorcees, people out in Phoenix, a friend of mine works, and everybody out there is on their second time around, whether it be professionally or personally. So he has a lot of male patients. But here in Charlotte County, I kind of figure that most households have enough money for one person to get treated, and the wives don't really care what their husbands look like as they age. So they kind of keep the budget to themselves.
Wait a minute. That's society's double standard.
Men who are concerned are also more self-conscious about some other man seeing that they did something. So with the Pellivate procedure, which is the skin tightening procedure on the face and neck, is perfectly the perfect procedure for a man, because he can go through several treatments and never have anybody know he's had anything done, other than the fact that he keeps looking better every few weeks. And the CoolSculpt procedure as well, rather than go through liposuction, the CoolSculpt procedure has no downtime either. The important thing to remember in men's fat is that most men gain weight internally. So the typical beer belly isn't something we could treat with liposuction or CoolSculpt, because the fat is internal, and that's what's very important in your specialty, to keep that internal fat from building up because of its associated heart risk.
Right, because I'm a lipidologist, and we work on the belly fat. Is a bad, it's a red flag. I call it a red flag.
Well, and one of the inevitable things in middle age is the hormonal changes that then shift a lot of female fat to the belly. So a lot of times women will come in and say, God, I never had this tummy except after pregnancy. And now all of a sudden at 50, I just don't like it. Or my pants aren't fitting right. And that's a very common request, is liposuction for the tummy area in somebody going through menopause or just after menopause. But again, in men, the love handles, the folds of skin in the upper body, a lot of guys who work out and just can't get that cut look that they like, the CoolSculpt can help. As I say, I want my coolie cup to be taken off my six pack.
And for women, what's the most common question that they come in with?
Yeah, they come in and they just say, I look tired, or I just, I'm getting old. What do you think? And the first thing I do is hand them the mirror and ask them, what don't they like? Because the last thing I want to do is start talking about something they had no concern about at all.
That's a good idea.
And I really want to treat their priorities. So I give them the mirror, I ask them, what don't you like? And then we start talking about what I can do about what they don't like. And that's what when I tell people it's time to come in, is when you look in the mirror every day, see something you don't like, that's when it's time to come in and say, what could you do about, the lines around my eyes, my heavy eyelids, these lines around my mouth, my hanging neck, now, whatever it is that bothers you when you look in the mirror every day.
And we have a caller. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Yes, good morning. It's Barbara Ann.
Hi, Barbara.
And I'm actually, well, thank you. I'm just really calling in to give a little plus for the doctor. I happened to be there this week and had the, I cannot say it, but the Pellaveo, and it was wonderful. It felt so relaxing and, you know, so good, and I'm looking forward to more results and all that. But I will say that you are very professional, and the office is extremely relaxing, and, you know, just felt very confident, you know, with everything that went on, and also supportive of our community.
Well, thank you
so
very
much. I appreciate
much.
That greatly. You know.
Thank
you. All right, thank you. All right. Have
thank
a wonderful
you, Barbara.
Day.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? A testimonial.
That is, and you know, Pellaveo can be, you know, it should be very relaxing compared to the painful devices that attempt to do the same thing. And we also, even though we're a spa and we're a medical facility, Shop Charlotte applies to us as well. I mean, a lot of people can go off to, you know, Sarasota, Fort Myers, or further for the same kind of services we offer here. But I challenge them to find, you know, more comfortable environment and better therapists than I have. Our massage therapists, our estheticians, everybody at Spago, again, works with that passion for perfection. So you really don't have to leave Charlotte County to get the best of what there is in many spas and day spas.
So what about the phone number so we can get an appointment?
So the phone number for the spa is 205-3030. And the girls are there answering the phone from 10 to 5 most days, but we stay open and book as late as 7 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The address is 201 West Marion, and it's on the third floor of the Sunloft building. We used to have that little hot dog place, and we'd say, just go by the hot dog place about 50 yards, and that's where the elevator is. But unfortunately, both that and the other restaurant associated with Jack's is closed. But essentially, there's a central courtyard, and you go to the elevators there, or take our garage to the third floor. And we have a back door as well for the people who want privacy. Not everybody wants people to know that they're coming in for a procedure. And granted, at the day spot, somebody sees you down in the lounge, they have no idea if you're there to get your nails done or there to get your eyelids operated on. But for those people that want to have surgery and keep it private, we can have them come through the back and go directly to the exam room. We can have them come in the evening and get treated when there's less clientele around. So we can respect people's privacy when they desire that.
What about parking?
The parking, like I said, is the entry to the parking is on Taylor Street, right at the end of Herald Court. So you have the free parking garage, kitty corner from our entry. And then our building has its own parking. You go to the third level and take the elevator or stairs halfway up or halfway down, depending on where you park. And again, we reimburse the clients for the parking. The first hour is free, and then, I don't know, it's $1 an hour.
And you haven't mentioned, not only do you have a beautiful spa and a great place where you work, but the view is awesome.
Yeah, being on the third floor and having the floor-to-ceiling windows all through the salon and the medical side, we do have probably the nicest view in Charlotte County. And now that the Turtle Club's getting refurbished, the one eyesore used to be the... Yeah, the what's his name? Evans from that group.
They're going to open a restaurant?
Redo the Turtle Club. And that terrible wall that's been there since Charlie, unpainted. I offered to do it myself, and I asked if it would be vandalism if you actually were making something look better. But that wall right there at the corner of that empty lot, I can't even remember what was on that corner. It was a big fight after Charlie about tearing down whatever was there, and then there was a common wall with what became the Turtle Club. But anyway, it's from where I work, my nice operating area overlooks the building, the courthouse, and even
beautiful.
The water. So we have a very interesting room to work in. You know, when the storms come through, the skies, you know, can be are as beautiful here as anywhere. So we have the bright blue sky, and sometimes we have the what looks like hail flying by. But we do have, like I said, floor-to-ceiling windows in our nail room, in our salon.
You see the harbor?
And in my treatment room, you can see the harbor. And you can come on Mondays and see what a quiet town Punta Gorda can be. Watch people row quarters down the street on a Monday morning. So the only thing we really need in Punta Gorda is more clients and more patients. You know, you just, people have to realize that, you know, cosmetic procedures and spas aren't for just, you know, wealthy people. I see
it's
people.
It's affordable, right?
Right. It's very affordable. Our prices are no different than most of the places in town, except for those that have gone extremely low. to attract business. And I always say, you know, you can go to any of these places that offer spa or nail services and go into a small room, undress yourself and get a massage. But for the same price, come to a beautiful spa, get a robe, sit in the lounge, have a little tea or scented water.
And have an MD, do your procedure.
Right. So if you have an expert,
a
why
DO,
not?
MD.
DO.
I know. We're doctors, and that's what counts.
Right.
Like you said, you're behind the syringe.
Right, and have a procedure done by an expert as long as we have one here in town.
I think, I think it's really more people need to realize of what we have here in Punta Gorda, in Charlotte County. We're so lucky to have someone with your expertise, your years of experience, that we can go and not only look better, like you said, look younger at any age, feel better about yourself, and do some prevention. So if we live to 100, we'll look better, right?
That's right.
What about your curiosity seekers? So would you, if somebody was curious to see what you have there, can they come up and
Come up and look around and get a tour? And I've always had a policy of doing consultations at no charge, even though these days, which is with as many choices as there are, those consultations could take some time.
Right.
To end up talking about half an hour, and end up, coming down to, you just need a few units of Botox. But people are curious and often very confused about what product does what. There's a lot of people out there doing things that just don't work. And I've always had a policy of not offering anything that doesn't work and not encouraging anybody to do something that does them no good. So some of these women will say, am I too far gone, to do anything? And in some cases...
You're never too far gone.
Well, there's times when...
For some improvement.
You have to try to understand whether the patient's going to accept a 70 or 80% improvement if they're walking in their low early 70s and have never done anything. And occasionally I'll have somebody say, given the money that you'd spend, I just don't think you'd be happy. And you certainly look very, appropriate for your age, even a little younger. I think you should just smile and be satisfied with how you look. But one of them went to my wife, who's also a physician, and said, your husband told me I was too ugly to do anything.
I would never
say that to a patient. I was just trying to be honest and tell her that I really think for what the money she wanted to spend, it just wouldn't be worth doing this. Either wouldn't last long enough or give her enough improvement to make a difference. So I'm always very honest, with patients as to what's going to work and what's not. And luckily, in most people's case,
certainly can't erase 50 years of abuse.
I really joke about
6 months.
The fact that we do a lot more age reversal here than we do prevention. But I really encourage the younger population here to get in their early 40s, late 30s. Or through their 40s and start some of these very simple procedures that are much easier.
Right.
For instance, the folds around the mouth. If you put a filler in those folds, you're not only making them look better, but while the filler's in there, every time you smile, you're crushing that filler rather than your own tissue, because eventually that skin is going to want to stick to the muscle and the fold gets that much more difficult to repair. So prevention is much easier to do than reversal. But here in Charlotte County, my life is spent reversing.
So we have Dr. Michael Stampar. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Well, thanks for having me.
From Spago MediSpa, this has been a wonderful program. Thank you, Dr. Katzen. Thank you, Zane. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. We want you to stay healthy. Don't go down that slippery slope. Hey, make an appointment. See Dr. Stampar, too, so you can look younger at any age, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And tune in next week. We always have a wonderful show to hear for you. God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. Coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.